India is always noisy, but being in Delhi in the middle of an election campaign means it's just noisier, way noisier. For 2 weeks, all I've heard is election noise. This is Sandeep Roy in New Delhi. There's the incumbent Chief Minister, Sheila Dixit, who has been in power for 15 years and is selling dreams of double-decker flyovers.
We want double-decker flyovers.
There's the opposition party, whose firebrand leader Narendra Modi whips up massive crowds into a frenzy. And to counter him, the Congress party's Italian-born president Sonia Gandhi trying to give speeches in her clipped and accented Hindi. The new kid on the block, the anti-corruption Aam Aadmi Party, hired marching bands and drummers led by four horses and the rather garish Pal marching band in red jackets, golden jodhpurs and white boots. Noise, noise, noise. But on election morning, there's a kind of hush. No ads on the radio. On some of the beautiful tree-lined avenues of central Delhi, there seem to be more monkeys than people. Monkeys stroll across streets, perch on the gates of the polling station. An old lady is carried out on a blue plastic chair after voting. The media rush towards her, anxious for that mandatory picture of Indian democracy in action. The old lady carried to vote. Voting day in India always comes with these stock images, thanks to us in the media. They are meant to reassure us that no matter how dastardly the politicians are, the business of making democracy is in fine fettle. A group of slum dwellers show up at the Aam Aadmi Party office brandishing their voter cards. They are from a slum in Dixit's constituency and complain that their entire colony, almost all 7,000 of them, have found their names stripped from the voter rolls. They had moved court about being relocated, and Bhullar Singh Pasi says he thinks this is their punishment for going against the government. An Aam Aadmi worker arranges them in a half circle for the hungry cameras. She scolds them for not chanting their slogans in indignant unison. As media, we take all stories and claims with a cynic's pinch of salt. Reporters sit and talk about where they'll go for a drink once the dry day ends at 5. Yes, India goes dry during elections. As I sit typing notes into my BlackBerry, a woman comes up to me hesitantly. She's one of the slum dwellers. Almost timidly, she fishes out her voter ID card and holds it out to me as if I'm an official. Ram Kali, 35, it says. I don't tell her my press card is not good enough to even get me inside the polling station. In her eyes, as a media wala, I have some mysterious power. I ask her what she does, mostly because I feel I should ask her something. It's what journalists do. She's a laborer, she says. She carries loads on her head for about $100 a month. I left my work to come vote, but even that did not happen, she rues. Why does she come, I wonder. Why not, she says. Does not even the prime minister vote? That shuts me up. I hand her card back, feeling utterly impotent, unable to help her exercise the most basic act of our democracy. As the news narrative moves on to winners and losers and coalitions, Ram Kali will not even be a blip in the election story. But I will remember her standing there, holding her ID card, her face a mixture of both hope and hopelessness, a far more poignant symbol of the power and limitations of democracy than anything I had seen in the campaign. This is Sandeep Roy in New Delhi for KALW.
आवाज अरविंद केजरीवाल जी हां आइए